What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/try.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Vicky
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10, and we are very excited to bring you our standard Top 10 for October 2024. So let's get into it.
Yes, let's get into it and see what songs are new and what has changed in this Top 10. But before we start, we have an announcement. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast.If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. So again, jtop10.jp/join for more details.
That's right. And you get to join Vicky and I in being amazing hosts, potentially.
Potentially, but you get to hear some amazing music. So yay.
And speaking of our amazing music, let's get into it with our first track on our countdown, number 10. That will be Yomigaeri by Vic Blanca featuring Noriyuki Makihara and Ayaka, which is new on our countdown this list.
Number 10.心臓を止めたまま息ができたなら見つからないまま見つけてほしいんだ Oh, miracles, miracles, miracles waits for you So take my hand 聞こえたか青く燃える僕の日は君だけの夜空を飛び交う呼んでいる冷たくない朝焼けは
that again was Yomi Gaeri. And just jumping out the gate, Junya Yamaike, known by his stage name Vic Blanca, is a Japanese singer and composer.
Since the beginning of his career in 2014, he has created songs for anime, such as Black Cover and the Fruits Basket 2019 remake.
I remember when that came out. That was such a good song. Go check it out if you like this.
Gold.
Yeah, gold. And to bring it to some of the features on this track, Noriyuki Makihara, named Maki by his fans, is a Japanese pop singer-songwriter and has sold a total of 21 million copies in Japan alone.
Now for Ayaka Ida, simply known as Ayaka, she's a female Japanese singer, songwriter, and record producer formerly signed to Warner Music Japan.
Let me tell you, I love Ayaka, but it is so hard to find. I mean, it's not hard, but just going by the very common name Ayaka when searching for her music can be a bit difficult.
Absolutely, and you find so many other talented artists named Ayaka, but we know this singer's only Ayaka, so yep. A bit difficult to find.
Definitely, no. Now, this song, to speak a little bit more about it, Yomi Gaeri, depicts Vic Blanca's current thoughts on life and death, and the overlapping of three singing voices makes it an even more original and mysterious piece. And I will say, the video for this, it really leans into that life and death theme, and it was giving me a little bit of Halloween vibes, so perfect that it's debuting out here on our list.
We're off to a spooky start. I was feeling the same vibes with the music video, and also how all the voices just kind of overlap and intercede with each other. Like, were you also getting chills down your back too?
I was. I rarely say this, but I definitely got like a little bit of goosebumps listening to that one.
Yeah, I think that might just have to be the new anthem for Japanese Halloween.
Ooh, so. Yes, yes.
Haunted houses.
Yes, to say goodbye to the drinking in Shibuya ban that they have now, but...
Yeah, we'll have to go with haunted houses, yep. But please stay safe.
Yes.
Please don't get sick.
Yes, be
Keep
careful.
Your mask on.
Yep.
So, moving on now. Number 9, we have Red Out by Kinshi Yonezu.
Number 9.
That was Read Out by Kinchi Yonezu. Kinchi Yonezu began working in the music industry in 2009 as a Vocaloid producer under the name Hachi, and made his solo debut in 2012 after releasing an album under his own name.
Much of his music has seen commercial success, which his fourth album, Bootleg, charting for a year after its release, incredible, and his eighth single, Lemon, being the first song of an artist born in the Heisei era to reach 3 million downloads.
Ah, the Heisei era. You remember what those dates were?
So I'm Heisei Gonin, so I'm the fifth year, I was born in the fifth year of Heisei, so... It started in 1988.
Actually, it started in 1989.
Oh, there you
Fun
go.
Fun fact of the day. But what's weird is I'm born Heisei 11, which is actually 1999.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's like nice and easy to remember. It's like 11, it's 1-1, 1999, 9-9. I feel like that's a nice little ringing the bell. But that is interesting, yeah. Those imperial times do not sync with my brain as easily.
Yeah, they're still very commonly used, and especially there are more singers that are up and about from the Heisei era.
Yep.
So, Red Out is a song from Kinchi's sixth album, Lost Corner, which was released on August 21st. The album contains 20 songs, many of which are tie-ins for franchises like Chainsaw Man, Ghibli, and Final Fantasy.
That's right. And speaking a little bit more about Kenshi Onezu himself, he said that when he was a kid, his idea of an album was that it had many songs that he had never heard before. So when Lost Corner had 11 songs that had already been released, with only one or two new songs, he said it felt way too lonely. The only way he could think to remedy this was to add to the number of songs, which is how he ended up with so many. That is such a beautiful way to think of an album, a lonely album.
Yeah, and just adding more, kind of like a little garden, like a garden of, you know, songs, adding some more, you know, voices and perspectives. So you can really, really tell that he loves the storytelling aspect.
Definitely. And another spooky time video, because it had such evocative, dark, like black and red and white imagery. I think this is one to check out if you need to catch a little bit of a Halloween vibe.
Yes, I kind of felt bad for the bunny rabbit. I hope the bunny rabbit is okay.
Me as well. And for our listeners, you can definitely ruminate about that as you start to watch the video.
Yeah, I hope. Please no bunny's hurt. Please no bunny's hurt.
knowing Kenshi Onezu, I think that is probably a guarantee that the rabbit was safe. But
maybe a new pet. You never know.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And speaking of brand new, we are getting another new song on our countdown this month, with Official Hige Dandism coming back to our charts with their song Sharon.
Number 8.
Bye. That again was Sharon by Officially Hige Dandism, new on our charts once again. So this band, I think, needs probably no introduction to our audience, but their name, Official Hige Dandism, is commonly abbreviated to Higedan, and they are a pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012.
The band announced on March 11, 2023, that it would be on temporary hiatus, while lead singer Fujihara underwent medical treatment and recovery for a vocal cord polyp.
Now, Official Hige Dandism released a new album, Rejoice, for those who were eagerly waiting for their return since that hiatus.
Sharon, a song from the album, will be used as the opening theme for Kansai TV, Fuji TV drama, Mountain Doctor. So, something to put on our watch list.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm very happy that Fujihara, he sounds great in this song, so hopefully he's well on his way to recovery.
Fingers crossed. You never know. Please, no medical treatment. We will keep our fingers crossed that there will be more hits to hit the airwaves soon.
Yes, definitely.
Now, number 7, we have Lucky Color by Amyon.
Number 7.
that was Lucky Color by Amyon. Amyon has stated that she has not yet decided on her musicality, what genre her music belongs to, or what kind of music she wants to do. Song production and arrangers expand the image based on lyrics written by Amyon and the demo song played with guitar.
It is really great. I feel, yeah, even with this song, I feel it's a branch into yet kind of another new side or flavor of rock that she hasn't done before. So always looking forward to her new stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Amyon has announced that she will be releasing the track Lucky Color from her fifth album, Jealousy for Cats, on sale September 11th, as of July 5th.
Lucky Color is a song written specifically for the Kalpis commercial as the new theme song. It has already started airing on TV commercials and in a few konbini as well.
Oh, have you seen it out and about?
Actually, I saw it at Family Mart very recently. But little trivia for our listeners. Do you know who gave Amyon her first guitar?
Who is it?
Her ALT.
No way!
Yeah! So.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, you know, English teachers just casually giving their students guitars. So we can thank great teachers for giving students guitars.
Yeah, and obviously, what a boon that has been for Japanese music and fans, because she has just continually put out hit after hit after hit. So
keep your ears and eyes open for more.
Yes, definitely. And speaking of Kalpis commercials, konbini commercials, we have a little bit of an announcement of our own. If you are interested in advertising to our listeners on our podcast, why not try to market your brand onto one of the most popular Japanese cultural based podcasts out there? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with an advertising budget that will fit your company's costs. Find the full details at japantop10.jp, and we will help to find an advertising plan that will suit your and your company's needs. Well, getting back into the swing of things with our countdown, we have at number 6, the very, very famous band Back Number with their song To New Lovers, which is new on our countdown.
Number 6.
Hikari ga tojiru you ni aenai hito ga mata fuete mo otona ni narenakatta sore wo dare ni mo ienai. 優しくあれと願い祈る 白な君の未来を真っ白なまま君が色を塗れるように指先で雲をなぞって僕にはもう見えないもの描く君にかける言葉があるとしても僕にはとても探せない
That again was Back Number with To New Lovers, which is new to our countdown. Now, Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio which formed in 2004. The group consists of Iori Shimizu, which is on lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, who is on bass guitar and backing vocals, as well as Hisashi Kurihara on drums.
The group is very popular, and that's an understatement. In 2018, Back Number successfully held a dome tour titled Stay With You, including a two-night concert in Tokyo Dome. All tickets for five concerts were sold out within 2 hours, an amazing feat, mobilizing over 45,000 guests per concert.
Oh my goodness. In 2004, the band was formed by Iori Shimizu in Gunma Prefecture. The band was named Back Number because a girl who had dated Shimizu in high school dated another bandman. Interesting. I guess maybe I should read the anecdote there. Is it because, like, she gave her number back to him or something?
Or, like, maybe, like, he was, like, the backup? Like, you know, like, how some people, like, have, like, the first choice? I still trying to figure out this one.
Yeah, definitely. But another classic Back Number sound for all of their fans to enjoy on this one.
Starting from drama, ending up in extreme popularity. The more you learn.
The more you learn. How lucky for them.
So we have one advertisement before we get back into our countdown. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Again, that email is nola@jtop10.jp. So send us an email if you're interested. Moving on to number 5, we have Skirt by Aiko at the same spot.
Number 5.
Don't Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That was Skirt by Aiko. So again, another one named singer. Aiko is a singer-songwriter known for many songs across many years, such as Hanabi, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira, just to name a few of her many hits.
Yes, and on personal rotation endlessly in the Andy household, Milk. So, but yes, she became an FM Osaka radio host in 1996 before she released her first EP independently in 1997. And then following that, she actually made her major debut with the single Ashita, or Tomorrow, in 1998.
Skirt is a song on Aiko's 16th album, Zanshin Zansho, or in English, Late Summer Heat.
While the album released on August 28th, it was announced that Skirt would be released early and it would become available to download on August 21st through a teaser video on Aiko's YouTube channel. I gotta say, Aiko has kept up with the times and is one of, I think, I mean, more artists now have their stuff on YouTube, but she has a lot of her catalog on YouTube, just widely available. And I appreciate her for that because, she has such a wonderful sound and wonderful discography that I think more people around the world should be able to enjoy.
True. And I'm not going to say names, but we know that sometimes J-pop artists, their whole entire discography on YouTube and streaming services just disappear. And even current artists, you know, some of their earlier songs will disappear, but that's not the case with Aiko. And I don't know, how does her voice just not age? She always sounds so youthful.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking that same exact thing. Like, it is incredible. I love the instrumentals. She always has really good production on her stuff. But yeah, her voice just obviously comes right through and it sounds just as it did in the 90s, I swear.
Yeah, and her music videos are always like very like colorful and happy. Even if she's not singing about the most happy things, even if it's, you know, a little more down to earth, you're always like, how?
Exactly. Yeah, and this video specifically, it really captured the Zanshin Zansho, the late summer heat vibes I felt.
True.
Definitely. But wonderful. Well, we will leave Aiko to her wonderful late summer and get on with our list onto number 4, which is the artist Vondi featuring the song Homunculus, which is new to our countdown. Lots of new tracks this time.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
That again was Vondi with Homunculus. Now, Vondi is a Japanese musician. He started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in that year with the song Tokyo Flash. He has released songs for multiple TV shows, including Chainsaw Blood, of course, for Chainsaw Man, and Haraka no Yusha for Ranking of Kings.
Following his success, Vondi was selected as one of Spotify's Early Noise 2020 artists and was named a Space Shower Retsuden New Force artist for 2020. So if you're always browsing Spotify, I guarantee in almost any J-pop playlist, you will find Vondi.
Yeah, definitely. I remember that so clearly when that happened, because I think we were recording J-Top 10 episodes about it when he was making his debut. So, it's exciting to see how artists grow with us and our listeners. In June 2024, it was revealed that this song, Homunculus, will be used as the theme song for the upcoming film My Hero Academia, You're Next.
This is definitely another track to add to my end of year playlist, so...
Yes, it'll get you nice and pumped up for all the things you have to do at the end of this year.
But we'll have a countdown then, so... Yes. So keep listening. We'll have some more songs until then.
Definitely. Just the push to the end there.
Yeah. Yeah, fingers crossed. You never know who will come out with new songs. Fingers crossed.
Yes, I'm anticipating.
Manifesting more new Vondi. I will manifest. Now, for number three, we have Family by Mrs. Green Apple, which has dropped one place this month.
Number three.
ゆく横まで語った愛と呼べんだろう僕に運ばれる街世界を知るんだろうどこからか ここまでがただ愛と呼べんだろう風に運ばれるたびに鳥を知るんだろうここまでがただ序章と呼べんだろう終わらせ方は僕次第泣けるエンドをどこからかまた呼ばれるは僕と君感情は忘れない
And that was Family by Mrs. Greenapple. On June 27, Honda held a commercial launch event at which it was announced that Mrs. Greenapple had written a song specifically for the commercial for the new Honda Freed.
Ooh. Then, on August 8th, we're giving you the play-by-play, it was announced that the song Family would be released as their 13th digital single on August 9th. The video of the members playing guitar and bass for the song was released the very next day.
Family also marked the end of the five-month-long series of consecutive releases for the band that began with the release of Lilac. During this time, for listeners, you might know that Mrs. Greenapple did find themselves in some controversy.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wow, so much has been going on that it completely escaped me.
Yeah, I actually don't remember the Honda Freed commercial because everyone was talking about the song that they had released in the music video that was very controversial.
That's right. Hopefully they have learned, and I mean, clearly their fans have still been supporting them because they're appearing on our, you know, top 10 podcast countdown. So yeah, hopefully we will all grow and learn from that controversy.
But, tripping and then stumbling and getting back up, that's what we learned from Mrs. Greenapple, right?
Yes, definitely. And of course, I mean, they've still put out some lovely, lovely songs, just like Family. So hopefully that our listeners can enjoy this one.
Yay!
Now, speaking of enjoying our songs, if you are interested in hearing extra songs on this episode, we would definitely recommend that you join our Patreon club and become a Patreon Star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. You can see full details for how to join on our website at jtop10.jp/club. All right, now we are getting into the nitty-gritty. We are down to number 2 with another feature from Kenshi Yonezu on our list. Up 2 spots, this is the song Garakuta, or Junk.
Number 2. We'll be right back.
That again was Garakuta, or Junk, which is another song from Lost Corner, and it is used as the theme song for the movie The Last Mile.
Garakuta was the second song that Kinchi submitted to be used for the movie. The song was influenced by his own experiences and the phrase, "It doesn't matter if it's broken," which is part of a recorded speech that plays on garbage trucks.
The phrase has had a strong meaning on him since he was a child, as he felt it was sad to say that something was broken and it was better if it was whole. He believed that this saying had a similar nature to something fundamental about him, and he continued to make songs with the theme of "it doesn't matter if it's broken" in mind. Though he didn't have a clear idea of where he wanted the album to go, since he had the theme in mind, when he listened back to it, he felt as though it unintentionally had a common direction. That is so serendipitous. I feel like if you get into the kind of flow state of creation or something like this, I feel that you find your mind was thinking about those things regardless of if you consciously put them into the thing you were creating. So even in this case, when you look back, or in Kenshi Onezu's case, when he looked back, he could see that like his mind was kind of focused on this regardless of him intentionally putting it in.
Definitely, especially how it flows, kind of like a needle and thread is so beautiful, just kind of like what you said, and it takes real artistry to get to that level.
Yes, absolutely, and I think it's very clear to me at least that I think Kenshi Onezu is one of the best to do it, so.
I'll second you on that one. Yes, absolutely agreed. Now, moving on to number one, staying at the same spot as last month, we have Feeling Good by Fujikaze.
Number one. Oh,
And that was Fujikaze's Feeling Good. So Fujikaze, who is not a stranger to Japan Top 10, began playing piano and learning English at around 3 years old. With encouragement from his dad, he began uploading videos of his piano, electone, and saxophone performances to YouTube at age 12.
Then he was able to make his major debut in 2019 with the single Nan Nan.
Feeling Good is Fuji's 13th digital single. Released on July 26, it is used in the commercial for Laundren's new detergent scent, which Fuji himself narrates.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, have you seen this commercial out and about, or not yet?
A little bit, but the music videos played a lot more, like in central, like Osaka Umeda area, on like one of the billboards, like it was showing the music video. And I was like, wait a second, why is Fujikaze in this poor woman's bedroom? Why are there so many colors? Who is this guy with pink hair? This looks cool.
I'm glad that they're playing it, because it's a very striking and like, yeah, very bright, vibrant, happy video. So...
especially in a concrete jungle, adds a little more color, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Now, when asked what he liked most about this song's lyrics, Fuji mentioned that he liked the line, quote, "My heart is at a loss for words and all I can feel is love," end quote. Well, I think that really sums up his intention behind the song, and I feel it comes through with the visuals and everything. You kind of just get this overwhelming, joyous kind of feeling. I feel he has a good way of making songs that feel that way.
And they're always like very deep and layered between meanings. Like what his like imagery shows is sometimes a little different from the melodies and the lyrics, but you know, you just listen to him, whether it's Japanese or English, and again, his artistry really shines through. But I think he's only a year or two older than me, so he's still a very young Heisei era artist.
Yes, we have lots more to look forward to from the creative mind of Fujikaze, I'm sure. And like you said, he has so many releases in Japanese and in English, and I wouldn't be surprised if down the line we got other languages as well. So,
fingers crossed, maybe next French or Korean or Spanish. Take your bets.
Yes, definitely. Well, we have reached the end of the countdown, but that does not mean it is the end of our music. We actually have a special indie spotlight for all of our listeners that we'd like to share now. This is the band Let Me Know with the song Ubuna Feeling.
Box. I wanna suck a man.
That again was Let Me Know with the song Ubuna Feeling. Now, just to give a little background, Let Me Know is a three-man band composed of vocalist Maddie and brothers Ken M and Neil on guitars and drums. Together, the first letters of their names form LMK, or Let Me Know.
And on top of that, Let Me Know formed in 2023 and defines their music as nostalgic modern, which might sound like a contradiction, yet this includes indie rock and new wave influences, which is often compared to official Hijaidandism and Back Number. The band has released 6 singles to date, all during 2024.
That is so exciting for me. I loved this song. It had such a, that nostalgic modern. It had such a feel of the past while still striking it out distinctly to not feel like a complete copy or something. It paid respect while bringing it forward. And I think they're, Let Me Know's doing it right.
Yeah, and filled with energy too. I don't want to put out there, but I think this is probably my favorite song in the countdown today because it's just like, it brings new energy in, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing too, actually. It's just such a beautiful addition to our countdown, and I hope our listeners can seek out those other singles that were released this year. Now, Let Me Know actually was able to perform at Summer Sonic, of course a huge music concert in Tokyo, for the first time this year, and are scheduled to perform in Nagoya, Tokyo, and Osaka later this December.
Another fun fact is they have gained popularity in South Korea after they performed on the street in Seoul to a crowd of 500 pedestrians. Their song, Eye to Highball, was covered by Taehyun of the K-pop group TXT during a live performance earlier this year.
Oh, no way. That's huge. Wow. Good for them. Hopefully they will keep that popularity ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ubuna Feeling is Let Me Know's latest song that released on September 24th, 2024. We are anticipating their next release, and hopefully it will continue. I know it will continue in their the great history of their songs already, and we have a lot to look forward with this exciting new band.
And hopefully more performances. Let's see when they do a world tour.
Yes. With that, we are at the end of our episode now.
Yes.
Coming up for our listeners in a few weeks from now, we do have some exciting new content coming from Luisa and Kusei, who will be bringing you the latest happenings from Japan in our autumn news episode.
So watch out for more, especially news, because it feels like the J-pop world has been going through a lot recently. But
yes.
With that, there were so many songs today. Of course, some Fujikaze and Aiko. But who are you most surprised by today?
I was most surprised by Kenshi Onezu because I had not taken a listen to his recent album yet. So I had heard a few of the samples, but the fact that he's on our list twice, that was quite exciting. How about you, Vicky?
I was really surprised by Let Me Know. I wasn't really expecting them to like them that much, Andy. Like, honestly, I was like, Oh, wow. Oh, this looks okay. The album cover looks okay. And then I like listened. I was like, oh no, not another song to add to my playlist. Oh no, I'm going to begrudgingly actually happily press add.
Definitely. It is. Yeah, that is the most exciting. I feel like that's such an exciting thing as a fan. You get to kind of delve into their music and anticipate more. So hopefully we'll see more exciting things from Let Me Know in the future.
Fingers crossed. Yes.
Fingers crossed. Well, thank you all for joining us on this October 2024 countdown. We hope that you have a fun and safe Halloween. Enjoy the spooky season, and we will catch you on the next one.
Yes, please enjoy all the spooky energy. Stay safe, healthy, and make sure that if you're trick-or-treating, to get all the candy. And if you're not, stay safe.
Stay safe, definitely. Yeah. All right. Jane, everyone. Bye-bye.
See ya. Mata ne.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.